Welcome to episode 32 of our Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast, brought to you by BrightFlux. I'm your host, Yakub Abdulhakim, a certified Snowflake user, here to guide you through the intricate topic of implementing network access control lists, or NACLs, in Snowflake. Today, we dive deep into the realm of security within the Snowflake data cloud. Implementing network access control lists is a paramount step for enhancing the security posture of your Snowflake environment. It's a topic that might seem daunting at first, but rest assured, after today, you'll have a profound understanding of its importance and how to effectively implement it within your organization. The journey of implementing NACLs in Snowflake can be broadly segmented into several pivotal stages. Understanding these stages is crucial for a holistic grasp of this security feature, so let's embark on this exploration together. Firstly, it's imperative to understand what network access control lists are. In essence, NACLs serve as a firewall at the network level for your Snowflake account, allowing you to specify allowed or denied IP addresses. This capability ensures that only authorized users or applications within specified IP ranges can access your Snowflake environment, thereby adding an essential layer of security. Moreover, implementing NACLs in Snowflake goes beyond the simple specification of IP ranges. It involves a detailed analysis of your organization's network traffic patterns. This analysis aids in the careful crafting of NACL policies that are both secure and conducive to your organization's operational needs. Additionally, it's worth noting that Snowflake allows for the specification of NACLs at various levels, including account, object, and session levels, providing a granular control mechanism to administrators. Furthermore, the process of implementing NACLs also entails the continuous monitoring and maintenance of these lists. It's vital to regularly review and update the NACLs to reflect any changes in your organization's network or to rectify any potential security vulnerabilities. This ongoing maintenance is key to ensuring that your Snowflake environment remains secure over time. Additionally, Snowflake provides robust tools and features that aid in the implementation and management of NACLs. Utilizing these tools effectively can significantly ease the process of setting up and maintaining your network access control lists. It's also beneficial to leverage Snowflake's extensive documentation and support resources, which can provide valuable insights and guidance throughout the implementation process. Now, let's delve into some practical steps for implementing NACLs in Snowflake. The first step involves conducting a thorough analysis of your organization's current network setup and identifying the IP ranges that should be allowed or denied access to your Snowflake environment. Following this, you'll need to navigate to the Snowflake web interface, where you can configure the NACLs according to your organization's requirements. Moreover, it's crucial to test your NACL settings to ensure they are working as intended. This involves attempting access from within and outside the specified IP ranges to verify that only authorized traffic can access your Snowflake environment. It's a step that cannot be overlooked, as it confirms the efficacy of your NACL implementation. Lastly, after the initial implementation, continuous monitoring and maintenance of your NACLs are imperative. Regularly reviewing your NACL settings to ensure they remain up to date with your organization's evolving needs is crucial. Additionally, being proactive in identifying and addressing any security vulnerabilities is key to maintaining a secure Snowflake environment. In conclusion, implementing network access control lists in Snowflake is a critical component of ensuring the security of your data. While the process may appear complex, following the steps we've discussed today will equip you with the knowledge and tools necessary to effectively secure your Snowflake environment against unauthorized access. Remember, the strength of your security measures directly impacts the integrity and safety of your data. I hope today's deep dive into implementing network access control lists in Snowflake has equipped you with the insights needed to enhance the security posture of your organization's Snowflake environment. As always, feel free to leverage Snowflake's documentation and support should you require further assistance. Thank you for joining me, Yaqub Abdul Hakim, on this episode of the Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. Join us next time as we explore another key aspect of mastering Snowflake. Until then, stay diligent and keep striving for excellence in your Snowflake endeavors.